This is Today in History, October the 13th. On this day in the year 54, Roman Emperor Claudius I dies, poisoned apparently at the behest of his wife, Agrippina.
Live from Television City in Hollywood.
On this day in 1957, CBS Television broadcasts The Edsel Show, a one-hour live special starring
Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, Rosemary Clooney, Louis Armstrong, Lindsay Crosby, and the Four Preps.
Designed to promote the new, ill-fated Ford automobile, it was the first special to use new videotape technology to delay the broadcast to the West Coast.
This is the Edsel. This is the Edsel.
Day in 1962, Edward Albee's four-character drama Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf debuts on Broadway. Back in 1972, a Uruguayan chartered flight carrying 45 people crashes in the Andes.
At an altitude of 11, 12, 14,000 feet, there is absolutely nothing. There's ice, snow, and black rocks. That's all. There's nothing that can provide any sort of food or nutrition. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Survivors resort to feeding off the remains of some of the dead in order to stay alive until they were rescued more than 2 months later. And on this day, back in 1792, the White House cornerstone is laid. The cornerstone is laid for a presidential residence in the newly designated capital city of Washington, D.C. In 1800, President John Adams became the first president to reside in the executive mansion, which soon became known as the White House because of its white, gray Virginia freestone, contrasted strikingly with the red brick of nearby buildings. The city of Washington was created to replace Philadelphia as the nation's capital because of its geographical position in the center of the existing new republic. The states of Maryland and Virginia ceded land around the Potomac River to form the District of Columbia, and work began on Washington in 1791. French architect Charles L'Enfant designed the area's radical layout, full of dozens of circles, crisscross avenues, and plentiful parks. In 1792, work began on the neoclassical White House building at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, under the guidance of Irish-American architect James Hoban, whose design was influenced by a building sketch in James Gibbs's Book of Architecture. President George Washington chose the site. The iconic White House is born as the historic cornerstone is laid, October 13, 1792, on this day in history.